his arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to another great edition of Piercing Darkness radio broadcast, as you just heard, brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries and its host, Apostle Ronald Solly, who will be coming live in just a few minutes right here in the studio to encourage you today on this wonderful Saturday, and also to bring you the Word of God here in what God is doing in the area. Don't forget, we have a special crusade coming up next Friday and Saturday. Yes, it's going to be Valentine's, so what better place to spend the Valentine's than with the best love of your life, Jesus. So Friday night at 7 p.m. and Saturday night at 7 p.m., that's February 14th and 15th, next Friday and Saturday at the newly renamed Mid-Florida Credit Union Event Center in Port St. Lucie, formerly known as the Civic Center, 9221 Southeast Civic Center Place, Mid-Florida Event Center, the newly renamed just a week ago. It's going to be happening there. Free admission and free parking, two nights of miracles with Apostle Ronald Solly, February 14th, Friday, 7 p.m., and February the 15th, Saturday, 7 p.m., is free admission and free parking. You say, well, can I come? Anybody's welcome to come. Doesn't matter what denomination. It's a non-denominational meeting, so anybody's welcome to come, whether you go to any church, any denomination, all are welcome to come. And we want to bring the sinners, the unbelievers, too. Bring a friend that doesn't know Jesus, maybe somebody that's sick in their body. They're giving up. They say, you know what, I've been to doctors, I've been to this, and I just feel like there's no hope. Well, there's hope with Jesus, because the man of God will pray for you, and we've seen countless healings and miracles all over the world, but also in Port St. Lucie the last couple of years. We've done meetings there. We've seen back pain, fibromyalgia. We've seen young kids on asthma. We had a young kid who was like 9, 10 years old, couldn't play football, had trouble breathing, and Apostle prayed for him. God healed him. He began to play football and testify in school about Jesus healing him. And his dad was healed of back pain right there in Port St. Lucie. People coming off of oxygen machines at the Crusades there, of wheelchairs in Port St. Lucie, so many things. And this can happen for you. Or maybe you say, you know what, I'm not sick of my body. I just need encouragement. It's 2020, a new decade, and all I hear what the man of God is going to minister about and preach about. And what's God showing him prophetically for this year and the next 10 years, if Jesus carries what's going to happen here in America and around the world. Well, he has a word for you. And God has used Apostle Solly mightily. He has got some words about our president and different things like that that will really encourage you. So come and hear what God is speaking to him and showing him these visions and these prophetic words that he spent time in prayer on. He will share with you. So if you want to hear what God's saying about upcoming election, things like that, God's already showed him those things. And just like last time in 2016, God showed him, and it came to pass. And I want to encourage you to come hear what the word of God is saying, because we've got to function in the Spirit. So February the 14th and February the 15th, next Friday and Saturday, is totally free to come to. And if you are a partner, a friend, or a listener to this radio station and this program, if you're one of our partners of Power Evangelism, a monthly Power Partner, I want to encourage you. You will have a special seating for you, and also you will have some stuff for you as well. So come, let us know you're a partner. If you support the ministry or you give a donation, we want to thank you for that. We do encourage you to partner with our ministry. We are a nonprofit, and it does cost money to be on TV, radio, do crusades, do missions and outreach programs we do around the world for our ministry. We help a lot of people. And your donation of any amount is greatly appreciated. You can write to us at Power Evangelism Ministries, P.O. Box 221661, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33422. That's 221661, West Palm Beach, Florida. It's all on our website, too. Go to TwoNightsOfMiracles.com or go to PowerEvangelism.net for the contact information, donation information. But if you want to find out about the event, just go to TwoNightsOfMiracles.com. One word, TwoNightsOfMiracles.com. Click there, and you can find all the information. You can email us, call us, whatever you want. But also, if you want to partner with us for a dollar a day or whatever the Holy Spirit puts in your heart, maybe you want to sponsor one whole radio program, it costs thousands of dollars a year to produce shows, go to the station, and be on air and pay for that. And we're on multiple stations, too. It costs lots of money, so... But God always provides, so, and you're a part of that. We want you to be part of the vision Because our vision is to lift up Jesus and to bring to every level of life and to every territory God brings us to, you know, from the small house to the White House to any house. We want to preach the gospel and see souls saved. That's our mission, to see souls saved, 2 billion souls saved. That's our goal for the ministry, and to see the people touched by the power of God. What we saw in the book of Acts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, when Jesus walked the earth with the disciples and the apostles, we want to see that manifestation of the Holy Spirit today in 2020 and beyond. So partner with us today, sow your seed, go to the website. You can even do Cash App. I know people are like, well, technologies today, I want to give right on my phone. You can download the Cash App, and you can just type in Ronald Sally, which is Apostle Ronald Sally. You'll see one with a cross or his picture. You can see, I look at some donation right there. It gives you a receipt right there. Or you can go to PayPal and type in Power Evangelism. Or, you know, a lot of other ways you can do it. This course will tell you how to do it. But also, if you say you want to order Apostle's book or one of his teachings, MP3, or you want to order the new, we just got a bunch of from our production company that produces our stuff up northeast. They just sent us a shipment of Leviathan and some other Unlocking Your Destiny teaching. We have them nicely wrapped, ready to go. The Unlocking Your Destiny is six disc CDs, or we can definitely convert to MP3 if you like. Or you can do it yourself. Some people get it, put it on MP3 on their iPad, their computer. You can get that for a love donation of $30 or more in ministry. The Leviathan is 10, it's a Bible school of 10 different discs, and it's hours and hours of teaching on that, exposing demonic forces and things like that, about demons and how they operate and how to pray, how to fast, you know, how to overcome things, deliverance, all of this 10 teaching Bible school called Overcome the Spirit of Leviathan. Apostles spent hours and hours doing. We have that available in our warehouse right now. You can call for a $50 donation or more to the ministry. We'll send it to you, right to you, and you can do that on our website or call us today. But don't forget, we're only less than a week away. Today is Saturday. I know tomorrow is Super Bowl Sunday. We pray people lift up Jesus and enjoy the game. But next Friday, it's only 6 days away, is the crusade in Port St. Lucie. If you're in the Treasure Coast, you're in Palm City, you're in Stuart, you're in Jupiter, you're in Port St. Lucie, you're in Fort Meade, Palm Bay, all those East Coast areas, or wherever you are listening to this radio show around the world, you can come in, come, drive, bring a busload, bring a van, come, bring a friend, bring somebody Friday night, Saturday. Come and soak in the presence of the Holy Spirit. We worship the Lord. We love worshiping God. We pray for every single person needs prayer. You'll not leave there without being prayed for. If you want prayer, you will be prayed for. So come, and you will hear an on-time word that will change your life. So come, and it's free to attend. We don't charge any money for our crusades. God always provides. They're free to come to you. You just come. So don't miss it. 9221 Southeast Civic Center Place in Port St. Lucie with Sally. You don't want to miss it. It's there, and it's free to attend. So come. You can follow Apostle Sally on Facebook, Apostle Ronald Sally, also on Instagram, harvesting_souls, or type his name on Instagram, and also on JC is Holy, or type of Apostle Ronald Sally on Twitter, and also you can like him on those different pages and follow him, and YouTube channel. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel, Power Evangelism YouTube channel. Go subscribe right now, and you can update on videos. There's hundreds of videos there, testimonies, and all kind of cool stuff you can watch for free. Do that today and stay connected with us. Thank you again for being a partner, a friend, and number one, a listener. And we want to encourage you in your faith to be able to seek Jesus more, follow the destiny God has for your life, so you can be a soul winner. You can impact people with the power of God and pray for those in need and see God heal them, set them free, and deliver people. So thank you again. Stay tuned. The man of God's going to come and share on-time word for you and encourage in your faith. And have a wonderful Saturday. Enjoy Sunday with at church. And we'll see you next Friday and Saturday in Port St. Lucie for two nights of miracles. God bless you. Now, back to the studio live with the man, with David, Pastor David, and the man of God, Apostle Ronald.
Of the glory is the presence of fear. When the glory is present, fear will not function. When the glory is present, fear is not a factor. When the glory is present, faith is the factor. God says, fear not, for I am with you. I will never leave you, not forsake you. So death is a tool that facilitates the atmosphere of fear. Someone said, Father, speak to me. Say it again, Father, speak to me. Say it again, Father, speak to me. So when we're in fear and doubt, we can't give. We can't trust God. We're always worried. your marriage is going to be in stress because you look at all the things. They're going to cut off your light bill. They're threatening to kick you out of the apartment, or they're threatening to sell your home. You know, all these problems. You keep getting angry letters coming to you. It's a problem of the world. It should not be a problem of the believer. If the economy is bad, that's for the world, not for the believer. God says he shall supply your need according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. So God gives us faith. God gives us provision. God empowers us to believe him for divine what? Provision. Somebody say amen. Listen to this before I finish. Number two, the enemy attacks this area. I told you, he attacks your faith. Number two, he attacks your passion. Your passion for God. Once your passion for God is attacked, when you're broke, your passion for God could be attacked severely because you think about things that have to do with your upkeep and your personal needs. And God says, I want to bless you. So the blessings does not have a measure. God's blessing comes beyond what? Measure. You can't limit it. God ever said the word abundancy. Say that word louder. Abundancy. Say, God is more than enough. Abundancy is his way of thinking. So God wants to give you abundancy. Not only does God want to heal you, but he wants to give you abundancy. Overflow. Ever say overflow. Overflow. So when your finances are attacked, it causes stress. When there's stress in your life. Now, there's a lot of millions that are stressed because they have a poverty spirit in them. But you have to think about this in your heart. The enemy wants to stress you, mess up your blood pressure, and mess up every other area of your life because he's attacking you through that open door that you must close. How do you close this door? In prayer and trust. Everybody say, the ground carries my harvest. I have to command the ground to release my harvest. You can't command the ground to release your harvest if there is no seed in the ground. There have to be seed in the ground for the harvest to be released. How do we place seed in the ground? When we give. How do we place seed in the ground? When we give. Everybody say give. Now, if you're believing God for a breakthrough in your finances, you have to sow seed in the ground, not sparingly, but abundantly, in faith, not in doubt, not grudgingly, but in boldness. And that's how you trigger the breakthrough. Debt is a curse. God says, he who is in Christ is free from the curse. If you're born again, the curse of debt has no right to claim you. You can break it off. Now, it doesn't mean the devil's not going to try to claim you. When a viper jumped on Paul, he shook his hand and the viper fell in fire. The devil's going to try to fight you. Hey, if you want to win, you got to fight back. You want to walk out of the wheelchair, get up and walk. You want your eyes to see, start to see. Say, I can see, I can see. Don't just wait for something to happen magical. No, it's not magical. You got to decree and say, God, thank you for opening my eyes. I can see, I can see. Begin to desire, begin to speak it, begin to expect it, begin to want it, begin to dream it, begin to yearn for it. It will manifest. If you can talk, you're going to talk tonight. Begin to decree, open your mouth. If you can't say Jesus, say Jesus is going to come out. Somebody say hallelujah. Can somebody help that young man, please? Ashes, thank you. God bless you. Ashes, please. Thank you. God wants to bless us. Everybody say, bless us. Lift your hands and say, I'm blessed. Say it again. Say it louder. Say it with authority. Say it like you believe it. Say it like you know it. Say it louder. Say it with authority. Say like you believe it. Come on, clap your hands with Jesus. Leave your hands up and say, no weapon formed against me. Say with authority, shall prosper. Now you have to believe that you're blessed. When God commanded Abraham to leave the land of his fathers, he never gave him a $20,000 credit card. Somebody say hallelujah. It is a gift. Here's your credit card. Go to the land. I'll show you there. I'll bless you. Oh, God, I got a proof. So what is the proof? Oh, I got a deposit in my savings of $1 million. Now I can go preach in America. No. You have to believe. When you take the first step, God takes the second step and the third step and the fourth step and the fifth step. That's how the blessing works. It's important for every believer here to know that finances are not God's problem. It's the pagan, the non-believer problem, not for the believer. So the wealth of the wicked is laid for the righteous. If I say the wicked are working for me, I'm going to get it. So God's going to give you ideas. God's going to open doors for you. God's going to speak to atmospheres to change. When we're in the glory, we experience the abundance. When we're in the glory, we experience the overflow. When we're in the glory, time is not a factor. That's why you see in some of our services, we have seen people lose 20 pounds, 10 pounds instantly of weight lifted off their body. Just like that. Why? Because they're in the glory. That's not a factor. Time is not a factor. God just moves immediately. That's why Jesus stepped in the boat, and fish came from everywhere instantly. That's why the man who had lost his mind, instantly got his mind back. Somebody say amen. That's why God opened a deaf ear instantly yesterday, right here. When I commanded the ear to open, God opened it. That's the God I'm talking about. When you're in the glory, things happen. Amen. Death leaves and something begins to happen. Sometimes God will do gradually. Sometimes he'll do instantly. You see, when healing begins to manifest in your life, this is when most people lose it. Sometimes God is going to do an instant manifestation whereby you see right there, boom, it's in your face.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is Apostle Ali coming to you live from the studio. I want to thank God for this day he has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. What a mighty God we serve. The best is yet to come. Nothing is impossible. With God, all things are possible for them that believe. You can call for prayer 561-337-9018. That is 561-337-9018. Nothing is impossible with our God. We are blessed to be coming to you live today here in the studio to lift up Jesus and to declare that Jesus is Lord. If you're sick in your body, he will heal you, he will deliver you, and he will set you free. Because our God is an awesome God. He is mighty and is mighty forever. In Jesus' name. We have a prayer line. You can call 561-337-9018. That's 561-337-9018. Call the line for prayer. And we'll be able to intercede for you. Also to pray for your need and requests. Our website is powerevangelism.net. Go to www.powerevangelism.net. You can also submit your prayer request there. And we'll be able to pray for you. I'll be back after this message. Also want to remind you, I want to remind you that we do a Periscope, also on we do our website, does live stream, on different, networks. We're on Periscope, we're on Facebook, we're also on, YouTube. So you can subscribe to my YouTube channel. It is Ronald Sally Power Evangelism. That when you go over there, you'll be able to subscribe on my website. It's a really blessing, and it will really inspire you to be empowered to activate the goodness of the Lord that is inside you, which is more powerful than the enemy and his techniques. The devil tries to use those techniques to derail your focus. But once your focus is in Christ, the best will yet come. So God wants to give you the best for your life, for your future, and for your destiny. Nothing is impossible with our God. I believe in miracles and I believe in God. And we have a crusade coming up this weekend, the 14th and 15th of February. The 14th and 15th of February is going to be at the Boston Lucy Civic Center. So you're all invited to come and join us 2 weeks from now. It's free admission, it's free parking. All of you are invited, young and old. It's a non-denominational crusade, so we don't limit people to any denomination. We're going to pray for anyone who comes, and once power of God to touch them and bless them. So if you want the power of God to touch you and to bless you, come to this crusade and you're going to be blessed. It's going to be so powerful. Jesus will be glorified in this crusade and miracles will happen. So I believe that God wants to pour spirit upon all flesh. In the last days, we're going to see more and more signs and wonders and miracles, which is a proof that the power of God is real, that Jesus is real. And it's not second guessed. With what's happening in the world today, you need Jesus. That's only can guarantee your future. Without Jesus, there is no future. Without Jesus, there is no hope. Without Jesus, there is no destiny. So you really tune into the right broadcast and the right time, and you're going to really be blessed. 561-337-9018. 561-337-9018. I bless the Lord, and His praise will continue within my heart 24/7. You're blessed to be joining us on this broadcast, and nothing is impossible with God. May the Lord inspire you to victory today in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Faith moves mountains. And mountains bow down at the name of Jesus. So Jesus will give you victory. Jesus will usher you to victory. There is a fear that is going on in the land today, the coronavirus that is really spreading very fast. You know, when you see things like this happening in the world, you tend to ask yourself, where is God? But see, God is always present. It's just that people don't give Him any time of the day, because people are occupied by themselves and by the cares of this life. So because they don't give God the time of the day, when problem comes, then they begin to blame it on Him and saying, where is God? You know? So that's really a situation that is going on today that is really bothering a lot of people, is the coronavirus is spreading in Wuhan, and they're quarantining, they set up quarantine centers, and the city is in a shutdown. They're building a hospital to try to fight the virus that is spreading super fast. And a lot of people are afraid, and people that are coming from China are going to be quarantined for 14 days, the government announced yesterday, the health department announced yesterday. And these are things the Bible talks about in Matthew 24. We'll see here in Matthew 24. Says in verse 7, for nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places, and these are the beginning of sorrows. So these pestilences we hear about right now, the Bible talks about, you know, the things happening. So you should not really be shocked. The things are said to happen, and they're happening. But you need to rely on God for protection and be wise. I would not recommend you go to China unless God tells you to go to China. So you should be wise right now and not travel to China, because it's really not a good place to go right now, for sure. Because if you try to go to China right now, they're not going to allow you to go there. So wait until things calm down. Then you can go to China. But not now. It's a travel advisory has been issued by the government not to travel to China. So if you're family in China, pray for them. Let's pray for that nation, because this is a serious virus, very serious virus. 561-337-9018. Should a believer be afraid of the coronavirus? No, but a believer should be wise. Believers should be wise. The best is yet to come. I believe God answers prayer. God answers prayer, the best is yet to come. Now let's look at verse 10. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another, and many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. And because the iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. So what does endurance mean? Who shall endure and to the end? Don't be worried of doing good in due season, you shall reap. So what we're seeing now is the rise in rebellion, deception, and contradictory stories taking place even in the media. We saw the debate that was going on with the government, in the Senate, where some of the House of Representatives were trying to, the House introduced impeachment into the Senate, but the back and forth debates as the managers and the defense attorneys were able to go back and forth. So the president got a first step of victory, and the next week we'll get the second step of victory and continue to run the country. So you pray for those that are in authority. That's what the Bible says. We pray for those that are in authority, that God will walk through them and not condemn them. So that's what needs to be done right now. Then also, when you look at the situation with Kobe Bryant, it's very heartbreaking, because Kobe Bryant was very successful in sports, and he had a big, what I call, culture ambassador to China. So he was able to export the sports of basketball to the culture as a culture of access point to the Chinese communist nation, which is really a very closed community, and he was able to access that community and open up big markets for the basketball community. And a lot of people really respected him before he passed, and he had a great measure of success. That's one of the ways you look at it, his departure last Sunday shook a lot of people within this generation, and also in other nations, people that looked up to Kobe Bryant, and young men, most of the sports people were really heartbroken. And that shows you that if a man like Kobe Bryant gave his life to Jesus and became a preacher, many souls will be saved, but God knows what he's doing. We need to pray for his family. We need to pray for his family. Definitely pray for his children. Losing his 13-year-old was not very good. It's really heartbreaking that his 13-year-old didn't make it, through that tragedy. And also the other people that were with him, their lives matter too. So it's really shocking, heartbreaking that something like this happened for Kobe Bryant. So let's just keep his family in prayer. But what do you think of this in your mind? You should see this as a way of understanding that wealth cannot really protect you all the way. It can give you some type of security whereby, you can make ends meet in your life and those who are around you. But it cannot guarantee you eternity. So the only thing that can guarantee you eternity, peace, and joy is Christ. What the blood of Jesus says. I would say the only one, not a thing, but the only one that can guarantee you, a pathway to heaven is Jesus Christ, and having a relationship with him, not just talking about him, but getting to know him personally. And that's why we preach the gospel. That's why we need your support, to continue bring you this kind of programming on air. We have to be able to buy airtime and also be on television, on radio. Your partnership and your support helps us preach the gospel, and we can reach the lost. I was talking to my partners the other day. You can sign up to become a partner with my ministry by going to my website, and I'm setting up a special partnership connection page where I'll come and talk to my partners about things that God is doing and updating you, and how you can be able to have more interactions and discussions, because the kingdom of God has to really move forward and release an impartation. Because if you were watching the news last week, last Sunday and Monday, how people were apologizing to each other. Major sports icons like Kendrick Perkins apologized to Kevin Durant on Twitter over their, you know, misunderstandings and strife and drama, you know, on the street. They use the word beef on the beef. So he apologized and said, I'm sorry for whatever happened. You know, we don't need to hold a grudge. You know, some of you holding a grudge with your family members, friends, you don't talk to people and you're holding a grudge. You know, you never know, because it is going to really, if you have a heart, it's going to bother you when these people you're holding a grudge towards to die before you amend the offense. And that's why you have to understand that while you're living in this life, you got to take every day as a blessing and give thanks to God, because this man had it all together. He had his access to money. He was about to make $1 billion in a major financial breakthroughs, and his life was on a path that everybody would admire. But his life was taken away suddenly at the beginning of the year with his daughter. So you have to think about all that money, everything could not save him. So take this as a wake-up call. If you're a believer, no right to get offended, no right to hold any offense or grudge towards people. And for those of you that are not believers, it's a wake-up call for you to give your life to Jesus, make a commitment to Christ, and get born again so you can get to know Christ and stay in fellowship with him. Because Jesus Christ is the hope of glory. And without him, there is no faith, there is no future. So, as I'm going to talk to you about this situation with Kobe, I'll ask you a question. Is there anybody that's offended you that you're holding a grudge towards to? If Christ would come back today, do you know that could be a reason for you to go to hell if you have unforgiveness towards people? Because the prayer says, forgive us our trespass as we forgive those who trespass against us. Yes, what they did to you was mean, and it really something that you didn't like, but at the end of the day, it's not worth you going to hell over something that people have done to you. Jesus received worse treatment than anybody can ever do to you. He was abused, beat, spit on, falsely accused. But he said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. So in your heart, you have to think about the fact that God has forgiven you, and you should forgive. But it's a journey you take. So you begin to process that one step at a time. So do not allow dissension to come in, strife to come in. And the enemy is on the plants, discord among the brethren. It's the enemy that works behind the scene to start up strife, bitterness, rage, unforgiveness. But God is a merciful God. He wants you to walk the walk of faith, to carry the cross and follow Jesus. He wants you to live a life that is pleasing unto God. And these yokes that you're dealing with, that are all over your shoulder, he wants to remove the burden off your shoulder and the yoke off thy neck. He wants to destroy that yoke. 561-337-9018 is our prayer line. That's 561-337-9018. I believe in miracles and I believe in God. And we're going to be having a crusade on the 14th and 15th of February. It's Super Bowl weekend today. And on the 1st, which is today, I'm going to make some Super Bowl weekend starting today. So technically tomorrow is Super Bowl. In Miami, right here in Florida, by the way. It's just about an hour from here. All those hotels are sold out. So you might have to probably, you know, sleep in Orlando. If you can't find a room anywhere, the prices are so high. I already made my pick, so I don't know who you're rooting for, but I made my pick. I picked the Niners to win. And I don't know who you're picking, but I just picked Niners. I think they're going to win. I think defense is going to, you know, come up and make one major stop. They're going to make a stop on this run. And boom, they'll lift the trophy this time. But I mean, if you're rooting for the other team, you know, don't get offended. It's sports, no. We're still brothers in Christ, and we'll be friends after this. Amen. Because once they leave Miami, we still stay behind and take care of business, clean up the city. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We pray for protection over the Super Bowl game. No terrorism. No stupidity. Just people come have fun and go back home. Glory. It would be amazing, you know, that if they had somebody, you know, somebody, if they had, you know, we gathered thousands of people to come to the stadium for a crusade, you know, because I want to do a crusade in that stadium and pack it up like that for Jesus, because Jesus is this King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and you know, he is the Alpha and Omega. So for the Chiefs, you know, definitely you're really good, but probably another year. Don't miss my crusade on the 14th and the 15th. I look forward to see you in Port St. Lucie at the Civic Center. It has a new name. They just gave it a new name. I want to make sure that I give you the name right here. That way, you know, when you get over there, they have a new sign on the facility, but it's the Civic Center. The city still owns it, but now a new company manages it. I want to make sure I give you the right name. So when you go over there, you don't think you're in the wrong place. It's Mid Florida Credit Union Event Center. Mid Florida Credit Union Event Center. That's the new name for the facility, but it's still this. That's the same address, 9221 Southeast Civic Center Place in Port St. Lucie. So the sign says Mid Florida Credit Union. I don't like the new name, but I mean they got a new name. So it's just, you know, we're just gonna go there, handle our business. So just come join us, Mid Florida Credit Union Event Center. That's what it's called now. That's the new name. That's what we're gonna be for two nights, Friday and Saturday, on Valentine's Day. You know, you don't need to be depressed because you have no Valentine. Jesus is your Valentine. You bring your wife and your husband, that'll be the best Valentine gift you can ever give them. Because a teddy bear cannot cast the devil out of them. You need to buy them a teddy bear, take them to Outback Steakhouse, buy them a meal. Have your dinner at 5 and join us at 7 o'clock. You know, come join us and experience the power of God. God's going to release some love in that atmosphere. God will rekindle your, the Lord Jesus is going to move in your marriage and your relationship, make things better. It's a miracle crusade, by the way. Come expecting a miracle. It's free admission and free parking. The 14th and 15th of February. Just also want to remind you that today at 7 o'clock, go to my Facebook account, Apostle Randall Sally on Facebook. Also, I'm going to be on YouTube doing a live broadcast. It's going to be prophetic and also deliverance. So we're going to be praying and ministering and demonstrating the power of God live on our stream at 7 o'clock. So tune in and you're going to enjoy it. I believe God has something for me to deliver to you. And tune in at 7 o'clock, Florida time. If you're in another place, find out what time it is. But tune in. It's going to be going live fire. 561-337-9018. That's 561-337-9018. Call the number if you need any information about our upcoming events or submit prayer, and Jesus will be glorified. I got a scripture here I want to read. Continue to share the word of God with you. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 1. Furthermore, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and please and to please God, so you would abound more and more. For you know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. So when God wants to bless you, you're going to go through the process of sanctification and cleansing, and so the Lord can bring your deliverance and cause it to manifest very, very fast. Because when you experience your deliverance, nothing will deter you from getting blessed. Because these are things that deter and delay some of your breakthroughs from manifesting promptly. So the process of sanctification has to deal with several things that are pollutions you pick up in the atmosphere. And I'll talk about this in my broadcast too. So that the things that the enemy always throws at you seek to gain access to hinder you and to block you from seeing the future of where God is taking you. So when God is taking you somewhere, he'll take you through the process, and the process can be very painful sometimes. But sanctification is the best thing that can happen to you, because you don't know what God has prepared for you tomorrow. And you don't want to be living in sin to hinder or to delay the manifestation. So let the process be complete. Let God finish what he's doing. So a lot of people don't want to go through that. They stay away from conviction. Somebody need to hear that word, because you have a call of God on your life, and God is intending to do mighty things in your life. But allow him to finish that process so he can be able to use you for his glory. 561-337-9018. That's the number to call. It's 561-337-9018. We've opened up the line for you to call, and there's somebody ready to take your prayer request and pray for you. And I also be able to lay hands on your prayer request and believe God to bless you, because God is moving and Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with him. The best is
Evangelism Ministries presents two nights of miracles coming to the heart of the city, St. Lucie, Florida, in the Treasure Coast, with man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly, who God used to impact the nations of the world. Don't miss your miracle with man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is life. You giving up not going to get God's attention. It's when you're willing to take the step of faith. That's how you're going to take the attention of
information. Go to twonightsofmiracles.com or call 561-337-9018. February the 14th at 7 p.m. and February the 15th at 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday. It's free admission, free parking. All are welcome to come. Bring your friends and bring your family and come experience the power of God and the anointing of the Holy Spirit as lift up Jesus in worship, in the Word, and praying for those in need. Don't miss it. For more information, go to twonightsofmiracles.com or call 561-337-9018. February the 14th and February the 15th, Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. at the newly renamed Mid-Florida Credit Union Venue, 9221 Civic Center Place in the Port St. Lucie, Florida. It is free admission and free parking room.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The best is yet to come. Nothing is impossible with Jesus. We look forward to seeing you at this special crusade. You and your family are invited. You're going to be blessed. It's going to be amazing. Mighty things are going to happen to the glory of God. 561-337-9018. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with him. I look forward to see you at this special event. Remember, nothing is too difficult for God. He can do it for his glory. He will do it. I'll be back after this message.
I know that there are riches, oh,
Hallelujah. You're standing on holy grounds. Are you standing on holy ground? Without holiness, no one shall see God. So that's a very important thing for you to understand, that God wants you to be holy. So he says, be ye holy, for I am holy. So go through the process of sanctification. Let the Lord finish what he began. He's doing a quick work. He's doing an amazing work, all for his glory. 561-337-9018. Nothing is impossible with our God when we believe. Prayer is going to be released for free. Deliverance is free. The Lord doesn't charge you for any of these blessings. He brings to pass what he has promised. But you have to believe. You have to trust him. You have to release your faith and take doubt out of your mind, because doubt is not reflecting God's glory. 561-337-9018. 561-337-9018. That's the number you should call for prayer. 561-337-9018. I'm about to share the word of God, so stay tuned. I'll be back after this message. Jesus is Lord. And I believe in God, and nothing is impossible with him. Get ready for the word of God. It's time to hear a fresh word from heaven for next few minutes. Let's look at what the Bible says here in Isaiah chapter 10. Isaiah chapter 10. The Bible says, in that day, his burden will depart from your shoulder, and his yoke will be destroyed from your neck. In that day, his burden shall depart from your shoulder, and his yoke will be destroyed from your neck. God wants to remove that burden off your shoulder and destroy the yoke off the neck because of the anointing. The anointing destroys the yoke. So, what does the anointing do? It destroys the yoke. But these yokes, when you try to destroy them in your strength, they will not go. They're just going to fortify themselves. But God says the anointing will destroy the yoke. I'm reading from the King James Version. It says, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken from thy shoulder, from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Now, what does the anointing do? It does not negotiate with your bondage. It destroys that bondage. It destroys the yoke. So the process of your deliverance, the process of your freedom, engages. It takes God to deliver you, to break the yoke of your life. And that because of the anointing. So the anointing is released by the Spirit of God. So when you talk about the anointing, you talk about the Holy Ghost. So the stream that flows from the throne room, invisible to your natural eye, is God's reaching out to you to say, I want to help you. But when you put him off and try to do it in your strength, what happens is that it delays the manifestation. And that's what people are dealing with. The people are dealing with the yoke of bondage over their life, over their finances, over their health, over their future. And that obstacle to their destiny is the point of contact the enemy uses to destroy them. So when you're defiled by sin and iniquity, you block the perception of what God is birthing in you. So let's deal with the sin. How do we deal with sin? We have to walk the walk of faith and carry the cross and follow Jesus. So the walk of faith requires sacrificial. You live a life of sacrificial faith, walking walk of faith, and living a life of sacrifice. So now taking this yoke off your life, of your neck and the body, is the work of the Holy Spirit. It's activated through your prayer of faith and also surrender. So a lot of people don't know how to surrender. They think that if they can think about it, they can solve it. Or this, or I got this, and oh, I got you. No. Human beings can only go far. Yokes do not respond to intelligence of humans. Yokes don't respond to wisdom of men. Yokes don't respond to political campaigns. Yokes don't respond to financial, whatever you want to call it. Yokes only respond to the anointing. A yoke is a spiritual bandage. And what removes it is the anointing. What removes the yoke out of your life is the anointing. He says in his word, I am the Lord that healeth thee. So let's look at this verse one more time. Now, as you study this scripture, what you see here is that not only is the Lord going to remove this body, it shall come to pass in that day that his burden, God has identified your enemy that has engaged you to carry this burden. So the thing you're carrying is not yours, it's the enemy's. It will be taken from off thy shoulder. So God's going to take it away. So it's not your strength. And his yoke from off thy neck. Not only is it going to remove the yoke, but it's going to destroy it. And I said, because of the anointing. So the Holy Spirit is working a strategy, is working a pathway to bring your freedom to manifest, the captivity to be eliminated. So while the process is going on, you may feel like you're alone. You may feel like you're alone in this battle. You may feel like nobody understands you. Nobody's there for you. And that's the most unusual feeling that people deal with today. And, you know, success is lonely. Not many people are going to be happy for you in your day of success. A lot of people are going to be able to come up, you know, when things are not good for you, they'll want to talk about it. They want to identify with you because now they can have something to talk about. Because people really are bored and they look for something to talk about. So sometimes they may talk about your bondage. So sometimes success can be lonely. But always remember, God is faithful in the reward of those that seek him. So are you dealing with some loneliness? Have people walked out from your life? Do you feel abandoned? Do you feel rejected? Are you dealing with this issues in your life and you're wondering, how am I going to overcome them? I got a word for you. There's an anointing that is working on the inside, for that out of your belly shall flow the rivers of life. Now watch this. The streams of life, excuse me. Out of your belly shall flow the streams of life. God is working mysteriously behind the scene to bring your deliverance, to bring your healing, to bring your hope. Don't give up. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Don't give up. Break the yoke of bondage of your life. Break that yoke of bondage of your life. Renew your mind. The yoke could be manifesting through your mindset, your thought patterns, how you think, how you talk, how you execute your decisions, who's around you. Could be yoke invisible to your natural eye, but put your faith and trust in Jesus and lean not on your understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Five 6133 7908 is the number you can call for prayer. We want to start within prayer. Join me at my crusade coming up very soon. I want to pray for you right now. If you don't know Jesus in your heart, simply say after me. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I repent and renounce my sin. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept in my heart as Lord and Savior. I accept you in my heart as my Lord and Savior. I I accept you in my heart as my Lord and Savior, and I'm born again. If you receive Jesus in your heart, now you're born again. Stay in Christ. Carry the cross and follow Jesus. Remain devoted to Him. He is Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. Well, I pray for those that are hearing some of my voice that are discouraged, that are going through hard times, that you deliver them from the enemy. During this broadcast right now, I pray that this truth will make the captives free in Jesus' mighty name. The truth will make the captives free, that they will carry the cross and follow Jesus all the days of their life. Now, simply say this: I believe and I receive. So I look forward to seeing my crusade at the Mid Florida Credit Union Center, which is the Port St. Lucie Civic Center, downtown Port St. Lucie. It's free admission. I'm going to be there for 2 nights, 7 p.m. Invite family and friends at exactly 7 p.m. for 2 nights. This is your opportunity, this is your chance in Port St. Lucie to get ready and bless all of you in Jensen Beach, surrounding area, Jensen Beach, Palm City, you know, Vero Beach, Melbourne, all the surrounding area, Fort Pierce. Come to this crusade, Indian Town. Come receive your prayer, come receive your deliverance. Come receive your miracle. 561-337-9018. I believe in miracles and I believe in God, and nothing is impossible with the Lord. When you believe, you will be blessed. The beauty of God is that He's caring and He's loving. My website is www.pyevangelism.net. Go to my website. It's www.pyevangelism.net, or call 561-337-908. For those of you who want to mail in your donation or you want to give, you can give by Cash App with the word Apostle Sally. Also, with this, you can also give by writing to us on P.O. Box 221-661, West Palm Beach, Florida 33422. Or you can give online on our website. The P.O. Box again is 221-661, West Palm Beach, Florida 33422. God bless you, and I'll be back again next week at the same time. This is Apostle Piercing Darkness Show. Thank you for joining me. The Lord bless you, and I'll see you again. Thank you for being a friend and partner. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast, brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.